Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
The vast majority of people in this city believe in love because they're getting married or they're getting engaged or they're going to see a film. This idea of love is very strong and sometimes gets knocked because it also can be seen as soppy. But this romantic thing is one of the things I write about a lot. One day, the bluebird, with the beaches, the marvelous, the wonderful, the beautiful, idyllic world that we'd love to just be in, even if it's just in a dream, or even if it's just watching a film. That sort of feeling, when a film does that to you, it gives you that, oh my God, life's great.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of the era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs. And we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Silly Love Songs. Looking back on McCartney's prolific career, it's obvious that the dominant theme across his music is love. I guess this is true across the history of music. Love songs always top the charts. Songs about wanting love, falling in love, being in love, rejecting love. We seem unable to exhaust the subject, though a few of Paul McCartney's critics have accused him of trying to. So much so that he eventually felt compelled to write Silly Love Songs. A love song, about writing love songs.
And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go.
From his earliest days as a songwriter, Paul McCartney was drawn to songs about romance.
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Treasure these few words to...
There's always a certain set of subjects to write things about. Love is very much one of them. Revenge, breakups, desire, you know, and that covers an awful lot of territory, those few categories.
Unlike the schmaltzy love songs of their parents' generation, the Beatles' love songs were fresh and cheeky, filled with the light-hearted fun of young love. In the early Beatles records, nearly every song was a love song, but often carrying some twist or clever take on tired romance clichés. For example, McCartney was able to use the love song as a vehicle for a critique of materialism.
Can't buy me love.
It just bangs in. There's no intro. Come, baby. Comes right in. So it's very instant, very simple. And then it goes into, you know, buy you a diamond ring, buy you anything. But it still won't buy me love.
'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
So it's just, you know, materialism versus love. It really is quite a simple idea. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but that's not going to buy you love. But I found it's a neat little way to say it quickly.
That said, the young lads from Liverpool were interested in both love and money, and they caught on that writing about love would be a quick way to reach a big audience.
You know, nowadays, people have a slightly sort of more highfalutin idea of what you're doing when you're writing songs and what we were doing when we were writing them.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you.
There was a certain formula. The pronoun I, you, me, him, her, my, she.
Mm-hmm.
Love me, do. I saw her standing. I'll get you. All my loving. I want to hold your hand.
Yes. But you probably weren't feeling that was formulaic at the time, were you?
No, not really.
I can't imagine it.
No, we weren't. No.
Mm-hmm.
But looking back on it, they were all I, me, love. Because we wanted to contact the fans. There were songs to contact the people with.
The Beatles did contact people on a massive scale. And as they developed their musical style, earnest love songs remained front and centre. Take, for instance, McCartney's I Will from the White Album.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know?
See, I wasn't actually waiting for anyone, but I think it's a very romantic idea. So it's me as the troubadour. It's me, you know, wandering around Sherwood Forest, you know, playing.
Alan Adale,
you know.
Alan Adale, the lute-playing troubadour rooster from the 1973 Disney film Robin Hood.
I love that movie, do you?
Mm.
The Disney.
The old one, really.
I love that thing.
Yeah, I... it's that kind of thing. It's me as that guy. And then, so, you know, if you want me to, I will. And then, for if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name, it never really mattered, I'll always feel the same.
For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name.
So it's true, like an amorphous person. Instead of every man, it's every girl. And I very much think that. I don't have to have a face. It's a dream of a face.
But it never really matters. I will always feel the same.
For me, it's so satisfying to get in touch with that feeling. And the other thing is, of course, then the tune, the melody that I'm coaxing out of this thing. I'm getting to this, you know, Alan Adale place. The strolling minstrel place. But then I'm also trying to make this tune fit these words in feeling. I'm trying to get this tune to have heart and this tune to be as appealing as this thought of finding love is.
Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart.
All I would have is just a little pad and a little pencil notes with the lyrics. But if I come out with this thing, in this case, I will, it's more than satisfying. It's quite a thrill, because you sort of know you've done it.
Yes, now, one of the most fascinating things, one of the most mysterious things, it seems to me, is how one knows that.
I think just when it's good, it's good. You just know this is, I've just written a good tune, this melody's good, and these words fit it. And so someone listening to this will relate to this. I just know it. Because you've cooked this recipe up and you just know it's going to taste good. You're going to now offer it to people and you know they're going to taste it and go, this tastes good.
McCartney's love songs take their inspiration from everything and everywhere. But he's often drawn on the age-old tradition of writing to amuse. The song My Love, for instance, was written to his first wife, Linda McCartney.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love.
It's a pure love song to Linda. And it talks about some of the things I value in a songy manner. You know, when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. You know, that's the idea of faithfulness put into just those lines. For instance, I don't know, even at the breakup of the Beatles, when the cupboard was getting pretty bare, when me and Linda would go away to Scotland, there was plenty there, you know. So it's just other ways of saying, you know, when we're down and out, she'll still be there. If I go away, she'll be there when I get back. I'm just doing a reaffirmation of my love for Linda. But I also hope that other people, because it doesn't just say my Linda, it says my love.
My love does it go.
So that other people will be able to relate to it and go, yeah, wow, that's great, she's there for me too.
There's also My Valentine, which Paul McCartney wrote for his wife, Nancy.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine.
My Valentine is the most
definite story. I had fallen in love with my Lady Nancy, but we weren't an item yet. And in my case, I was looking over my shoulder for paparazzi. But we went on holiday to Morocco, to a little quiet little hotel I knew of. And because we weren't an item, we didn't stay together in the same room. Nancy got a room and I had a room. And my brother and his wife were on holiday with us. They had a room. And it rained the whole bloody time. Might as well have stayed in Manchester. You know, it just rained. But we had a great time. And the lovely thing was I was getting to know Nancy. And as you do in those kind of occasions, I apologized to her for the rain, like it was my fault. I said, I'm really sorry, I'm really sorry about all this rain. She said, it doesn't matter.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine.
And the attitude of it doesn't matter was so sort of sweet. It really resonated with me. I thought, oh, that's great, you know.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Paul McCartney had many muses throughout his career. Sometimes the muse he was inspired by was a little hairier, as was the case in Martha, My Dear.
Martha, my dear, though I spend my days in conversation, please remember me. Martha, my love, don't forget me. Martha, my dear.
Martha, my dear.
It's about my dog. She was an English sheepdog. Yeah, I'd never had a dog, and I'd always kind of wanted one, but we hadn't been able to have one because my mum and dad both worked, so they were out all day and we were at school. So we never had a dog. But when I grew up, was in the Beatles and had a house of my own, and actually had someone looking after the house, then I could get a dog, I felt, you know. So I went along to a place and selected this little dog, and it was beautiful. She was a little fluffy puppy. They're very cute puppies. Oh, well, yes. All dogs are cute puppies, but this particularly cute. She was a lovely little dog, and I just adored her, you know. We became great friends. Every time I came home, there was this little wiggly bundle of fluff loving to see me, you know. To take her out to the country, have long walks, take her out to Regent's Park, where she would see a duck on the lake and forget that you couldn't walk on water. So she'd run in, and it'd be like a cartoon. Uh-oh. And so it was very nice. And I remember John being very sort of sympathetic to me. I think he warmed to me seeing me with a pet. John was a cat guy. He loved his cats.
And when you say warmed to you?
Yeah, I remember, you know, him. I just remember a sort of, when he came round and I'd say he'd be playing with Martha, I could tell that he liked it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard this at the time, of course, it came out, but I don't know if I knew at the time that Martha was a dog.
Mm. No, not many people knew that,
yeah.
Except the fans who'd seen me with my old English sheepdog was called Martha. Again, you know, I like the sort of mystery of songwriting and creating things, because it's not like having to write a historical essay. It doesn't have to be true, which to me is a great thing.
Martha, my dear. Please be good to me, Martha, my love. Don't forget me, Martha, my dear.
All this singing about love over the years has made some harder-boiled music fans and critics dismissive. McCartney has contended with accusations of being sentimental, schmaltzy, of lacking sophistication.
I think a lot of people who are cynical about it haven't been lucky enough to feel it. You know, you often sort of wonder what the critic who damns it looks like, mm-hmm. what his life, his or her life mm-hmm. looks like. I often want to get a photograph of them and go, oh, it's him. Oh, I'm not listening to him. Because you kind of outlive them. Anyway, you know, they come and go.
While some of McCartney's critics are tired of love as a subject, others are more specifically disdainful of an over-earnest attempt at the sound of love, schmaltz and musical grandeur, the way many classic love songs are produced. When Paul McCartney wrote The Long and Winding Road, he initially recorded it as a straightforward ballad, a stripped-down ode to the mysterious journey of love.
The long and winding road disappear. I've seen that road before.
It's a bit creepy, you know, this road just stretching and winding. And I had it also in my mind, there is a road on our farm in Scotland,
right,
which leads to the Road End, as they call it. It's called the Road End, which is the T junction. Mm-hmm. So this idea of life being a long winding road that never ends, never disappear, I've seen that road before, lead me to your door. So
give me a clue here. You know, it's like John when he went up in the helicopter with Maharishi, said he hoped he'd slip in the answer.
Let me know.
Recorded it, and then Alan Klein
came
in.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
And he didn't think the record was sort of glamorous enough, so he wanted it to be made more glamorous, and I think everyone went, yeah, okay.
Klein suggested that the band work with producer Phil Spector, whose more involved orchestral arrangement dazzled with sentiment.
The long and winding road.
This became the Beatles' final number one song in America, but some took issue with the grand production. At least one journalist complained that Spector's production made the song unlistenable. It wasn't the first time critics would complain about McCartney's love songs, and it wouldn't be the last.
I was being accused of just writing silly love songs and was in danger of starting to buy into this idea that you should just be a bit tougher and a bit more worldly. But then I suddenly realized that's exactly what love is, it's worldly. So this idea came to me, you know, you think of people would have had enough. But I look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. What's wrong with that?
Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. Cause here I go.
Instead of outlawing songs about love, just get on with it, get into it, and don't be embarrassed, because even though you can't say this is a soppy subject, it actually is the opposite. It's actually very deep and meaningful, and basis of most religions and most philosophy, this thing people can feel for each other that makes life better if they can engage in it. So yeah, so I mean that there's no more to this than that.
Love doesn't come in a minute.
Love doesn't come in a minute, sometimes it doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly.
Was this a response to someone who actually did say this about you?
It's a response to a lot of people who would say that about me. Yeah, that was kind of, I was given that reputation, you know, and I had to stand up for it. I think it is easier to get good criticism if you rail against things and probably swear a lot because it just makes you seem stronger. Oh, there's fucking weather. It's fucking unbelievable. I fucking hate thunder. I fucking hate lightning. What the fuck is God doing this for? What's the point? I told her, rather well said, says the critic. It was marvelous. Do you go, oh, it's a lovely day. It's nice. I like the rain. Oh, soppy bastard. So that sort of contrary, that bold. John had a lot of that. I think often people who do it, it's a shield.
Right.
Against life.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakeables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member, FDIC, copyright 2024. JPMorgan Chase & Co.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do life in lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, M-U-S-O-R-A.com, to start a new musical journey today.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The lyrics to Silly Love Songs have McCartney leaning into his sappiest nature, shrugging off his rock star persona. The song is even set to a disco track. He sounds like he's celebrating every romantic cliche he can deploy. And really, what's wrong with that?
And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's so beautifully direct. I love you.
A friend of mine outlawed the word love
in his songs. I thought, oh, I get it. You know, it's been used many times before. And so, you know, for maybe a day or two, you try and avoid it, thinking, yeah, it's a good idea, maybe you should just avoid it. But then, you know, because I'm known for that, and because I wrote a song saying, what's wrong with silly love songs?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I mean, it's something I think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about, like, this whole planet and the whole human race. And then in China, right now, there's these two people,
mm-hmm.
and they love each other, and they're getting married, and they're committing their whole lives to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or in South America, right now, there's a mother having a baby
mm-hmm.
and loving this baby,
mm-hmm.
and the father is loving this baby. So the point I'm making, you know, fairly obvious, is that this love thing is global and goes throughout not only humans but animals. It goes throughout creatures. So a mother horse can love its foal. So it really becomes very important, which outweighs the fact that it might be soppy. So you're always trying to say it in a kind of non-soppy way. Nearest I ever got to it with silly love songs, you know, which is, I'm purposely being soppy, you know. But no, I think it is, it's staggeringly important word, feeling, because it's going on everywhere in the whole of existence right now.
Silly Love Songs from Wings at the Speed of Sound, released in 1976. In the next episode, that strange and awesome jewel, A Day in the Life.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
That's next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics.
Looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat.
McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to MUSORA.com to start a new musical journey today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.